ATR, KA2TXJ.
KA2TXJ and 0TR. Name here is Tom, and we're just headed down to the Greer Horse Pistol to get an echocardiogram for my wife, Bernice. How's your day?
Well, not bad. Out in the rain in my car. This is the generator guy, Jim. KA2TXJ, remember?
I do, Jim. How you doing today?
Hi, Jim.
We're just, she's got to get a checkup before she gets her new store-bought hip, Jim.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I hope everything works out okay. It's a big surgery. Except when's that scheduled?
27th. Man, I don't know. With 34 operating rooms, that seemed like a bit far out, but they said they'd put her on a waiting list if she passes this test all right.
Wow, yeah, it does seem a little far out. Boy. Well, I guess they're busy. But, hey, I want to let you know the generator got installed last week. They finished it up, actually, week before last. And it runs and everything. In fact, there's so we might get a chance to use it.
Dang ingenious, these Japanese. Jim, I think it's probably one of the finest things you're doing right now. I'm certain that you'd agree with that. This looks like a monster of a storm coming up tomorrow and the next day. And we're on the dirty side of the storm. And, way back quite a few years ago, they got here pretty hard. Right now, I just looked at the radar about 5 minutes ago before we took off. And there is a big line of storms just to the west of town headed this way.
Hurricane or just another weather front?
No, sir, it's just a cold front. Same one hit here last night. We got 3 inches of rain last night. They weren't expecting it. And Greenville got clobbered. They had 10,000 people out of power. And they also had a lot of storm damage.
Driving through Greenville right now, and there are branches down all over the place. I did see that on the news last night. I'm actually headed to the Red Cross. I volunteer there, and they're getting ready for some action, I guess.
Yeah, that's where they have the radio club meetings when the guys go for their licenses and that. I haven't been down there in a long time. I don't like to drive down there at night, and I'm getting older now, and I just as soon not. I'm not much on traffic or I don't have any trouble driving night or day, but I just don't attend regular to the meetings, but hope you guys get staged and everything ready. I've been following the storm pretty closely, and I watch it on the Weather Channel a lot. I got Samsung Plus is my favorite weather station channel. I think it's a Fox weather station, 11:30. But there's other ones. And it's coming right in between Cuba and other point over there. I was trying to think of it. I'm trying to drive, too. My daughter says men don't multitask well. But you know what I'm talking about, and it's not, you know, picked up any resistance from going over land and all, and it could be a real booger. I have a cousin that's down in projected to land north of there, but only the good Lord Mother Nature know that for sure. It's in 0TR.
Yep, but it's never 100% accuracy, unfortunately. Well, Tom, I'm just about destinated here, so let me sign for now. Hope everything works out okay for Bernice, and thank you again for your hospitality and let me come over and look at your generator and I'll let you know how it works out if we have to use it in the next couple days.
I was thinking about you this morning, actually. Ours tests on Wednesday morning. I just wonder if Jim got his in. Anyways, Jim, yet. And there goes my neighbor turning around for some reason here in front of me. It's starting to come down pretty good here. But I got a rain jacket. I thought ahead. Take care, Jim. This is N0TR73. Be safe.
Thanks, Tom. You too. K2TXG, you'll be clear.
Come see us anytime. Don't have to be any special occasion. Come on down. It's NZLTR clip.
Okay, I'll take you up on that, Tom. Have a good day. 73 is KA2TXJ.
TRKA5WLL Mobile.
Hi, Leroy. Good afternoon. This is NZLTR. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, sir. Just kind of listening to the mail there and heard y'all talking. I'm coming up Edwards Road, so I may be in some iffy spots. Just had to run down to Miracle Hill, drop off some stuff, and then swung over and drop off some cardboard for recycle. But yeah, we're not getting anything. Well, I'm getting sprinkles right now in Taylor's, but other than that, I'm not really getting anything so far this afternoon here in the Taylor's area. But hope I understand you all heading to the hospital. I hope that works out well for Miss Bernice there.
Yeah, she's had a heart murmur for years, and one doctor said, well, we better check that before you have the hip surgery, and that sounds like a good sound preventative maintenance idea. So she's going for an echo right now. I've been out working on the weather stations. Naturally, we hadn't had any rain for 18 days, and I went out last night. We got a pop-up thunderstorm, which was pretty severe. I guess downtown got about 400 lightning strikes an hour or something there for a while. But wasn't that severe here, and not that much wind. But we got 3 inches of rain, and I have 3 readouts on my weather stations. And all of them read zero, Leroy. So Gary, KI4DOS, the other day, he had a similar problem last year, and it was Mr. Spider that had occupied his residency inside the weather station near the water measuring transducer. So sure enough, I looked in there and I beat him because I had 2 spiders.
Amazing how that electronics will get messed up just by something like that. I had something like that last year too, except it was a dirt diver's nest got built up in there.
Well, those suckers get into anything, but there wasn't that in there. But you can't put a screen over it because there's a little dipper in there, and it goes up and down, and there's a Hall effect transducer or something in there that picks it up, and it's very, very accurate. It matches the rain gauge out in the front yard that's just stuck in the garden. Got just a little over 3 inches last night on it. So I'm glad I had it out. But I like my weather stations, and over the years I've accumulated 3 readouts, and they all transmit on 433, so they're all compatible. And I just enjoy it a lot because we lived in Kansas, you know, 62 years, and you wanted to keep your Mark II eyeball, focused on the weather up there.
Yeah, it's you and me both from Oklahoma and you from Kansas. Yeah, we always get the eye up on the weather. But I know we downtown got hit hard last night, even on Wadehampton looked like. I drove up Wadehampton a little while ago. There was a few trees that looked like they'd just recently been knocked down with wind or lightning strikes one. But anyways, I thought I'd jump on here and yell at you just a second. But yeah, Hurricane Jerry was back in 95, and it took the similar track that this one's taking. And we got over 20 inches of rain in a 24-hour period, and that caused chaos down here. We were activated with Red Cross for days.
Wow. Well, this cold front is what set this off. Man, our ground was just parched. We just seeded and aerated and fertilized, so that was good. But it comes so hard and fast, I'm sure it wore some of that seed off. But there is a, from what I saw on radar there, WYFF4 a little bit ago on their Doppler, it looks sizable there to the west. So maybe we'll get done and back home before it comes on in. But these are just from the cold front, and if you accumulate that along with what's projected Thursday and Friday, can get real darn serious there, Leroy. By the way, come up and see us sometime.
To get your address from you one of these days, or I'm sure you're good on QRZ, but yeah, it's just gonna, I was hoping that this cold front would probably knock part of this down. I was hoping it'd be a dry front actually, and knock some of this moisture out from the storm coming in, but it doesn't look like it's gonna calm it down. If anything, it's probably gonna make it a little worse. But anyways, I'm gonna let you go. I'm about destinated here back to the house, and I'll let y'all go. Y'all have a good afternoon. Yeah, hopefully the weather will hold until y'all get home. Talk to y'all later. N0TRKE5WLL.
Good to hear you. The pleasure's all mine, and we'll catch you down the line. We're just about three or four blocks from the horse pistol here, so take care, Leroy. KE5WLL, N0TR73.
Bernice, N4ZLK Mobile.
Hi, Shane. We're just getting ready to pull into Greer Hospital here. I'll be here in a minute. I'm going to let Bernice off right up at the door. How's your day?
Dodged a few raindrops. I just wanted to say hello. I won't be in here long either. But I hope everything goes well with Miss Bernice test.
Hi, Shane.
There she is, the War Department. And, yeah, we do too. Radar shows pretty thick stuff there to the west right now, Shane, so you be safe out there. I'm getting ready to turn in the hospital here. In 4, is that okay? I sure miss you. Have an evening. N0GR73.
Yeah, sometimes I'm going home and sometimes I'm already home. I'm a little tired in the evening now. We'll talk to you later. N4, is that okay?